around after the Yolner Talk Your Favorite Show. See my favorite host.
Ample thoughts, day or night, people shouting but never fighting.
Heading on up to Asper, gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with big bad titties, man, I hope this show ain't shitty.
Come on down to Asper and meet some hosts of mine.
That's right, we're your hosts here on AfterBuzz TV. We have
Christian Blatch. You can find me all over the place, including at ChristianDMZ.
What's up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabra. You can find me at Steph Sabra on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Phil Svitek. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about and ranking the most offensive episode of South Park history. Well, let's set off Scientologists, the people of the Middle East, the Christians, the Jews, the KKK. Who knows?
Everyone.
I mean, no, South Park is so offensive, it's offended even our own Ian Kaiser.
Oh,
the vegan Jew.
Yeah.
He was a special guest not that long ago here.
Well, he's no longer going to be a guest because he hates the damn show.
He does hate the show. He did love the show until they made fun of vegan Jews.
That's right. Oh, it wasn't enough to make fun of vegans and Jews. They had to make fun of them both.
Exactly.
And they managed to do it. Comment below with your opinion and, of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel so you get all the latest episodes. And we each get three picks and an honorable mention. Without further ado, Steph, kick us off with your number three pick.
Okay, I'm not going to get too into this because I'm sure Phil will go in depth of this, but with apologies
spoilers.
To... No, I know this is... I just know Phil, and I know this is definitely on his list.
Okay.
You can tell me if I'm wrong, but with apologies to Jesse Jackson, as you see in this photo, this is one of the most historic South Park moments episodes of all time. I love this episode for a lot of reasons, shock value being a main reason. The other reason being, like, the point that they prove, and a lot of people at the time are like, well, Matt and Trey are two white guys, should they be proving this point? And I feel like that's what makes it even more powerful, is that they seem to be the ones who get it, even... They do get it, and it's, in the words of Stan, most people, you don't get it, and they do get it, so this episode's a pass for me, even though it is still obviously shocking and controversial.
Yeah, for a couple of white guys from Colorado, they actually do have a pretty good handle on this sort of things, and yeah, it's literally one of the funniest things ever on the show. I think when we did our Randy episode, that was the one I picked, but it's such a great Randy episode and a great Randy moment. For me, it's my number three on this, because if you watch the episode, although first of all, it's not easy to watch the episode Super Best Friends anymore, episode 4 from season 5, because it's not on Hulu, they don't show it on Comedy Central anymore. If, like me, you have the season 5 DVD set, it is in there. That's the only way to get it, is to buy the whole set.
Now, mind you, they did release a Blu-ray version of it just in time for this Christmas.
See, now that I didn't realize.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So after you told me, I was able to find that information. So now it's available in HD glory.
Because I wasn't able to find it.
You still can't watch it on Hulu. It's one of only three episodes, and the other episodes tie into the same issue, episodes 200 and 201. And it's a fairly simple story that is not that controversial, but the fact that they have the Super Friends, like the Saturday morning cartoon show that had... You know, it was like the Justice League, basically. It was Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman. And so this is like the leaders of all the religions. And for those of you that are watching, you can see right now, it's John Smith and it's Jesus and Buddha and I don't know, Vishnu or whatever the blue person is, and Muhammad. But nobody noticed anything when this episode, I looked it up, the episode originally aired July 4th, 2001. I guess it was a much different world at that point, and it wasn't really a big deal until a few years later they do the other episodes, 200 and 201, that they tried to also feature Muhammad in, and it became such a huge problem with death threats and major backlash that they went back and they stuck the censored over the picture of Muhammad, and then they just flat out got rid of the episode as though it never happened. So it's sort of a fascinating piece of history if you can watch it. And if you do watch it, you're like, what's so bad about this? Well, you know, it's some people don't feel like you should be able to draw Muhammad, I guess. And they take it personally and kill people over it. So, you know, and, you know, Trey and Matt like to make comedy, but, you know, they don't want to die over it. So mm-hmm. they're like, no. So, yeah, so it's a fascinating controversy for an episode that's a little bit hard to find. And that's why it's my number 3 pick.
My number 3 pick, I don't know who it's offensive to, crack babies or college sports, or maybe both.
Maybe both, yeah.
It is, of course, the Crack Baby Athletic Association, which essentially makes fun of slavery because Cartman wants to make money without paying his athletes. And as he goes to a college, whatever they call the head of athletics, he says, "So tell me about your student athlete." And he's completely dressed as a Southerner would be. "Tell it, so these student athletes," and I just loved it. It was amazing. Just very offensive in a number of ways. So that's my number 3.
A photo of Cartman.
Steph, you're number 2.
Okay, so my number 2 is It Hits the Fan, season 5. Just based off purely shock value, I guess, of the episode, and I just love this episode in general. It's where the entire town of South Park is really excited because the word shit will actually be uncensored and shown or heard on television. And I think we've touched on this on the past episode. Christian gave a really good detailed history of it. They say it some 162
times.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was like one of those jokes where they kept going, but it still was funny to the end.
And what was the funniest, the punchline, because shit is going to be said on their TV mm-hmm. in an episode of a show that South Park characters like, and the punchline, I don't know it verbatim, but it's pretty much like, "Hey, good work today. You want to drink beers and do shit?" It's like, well, not offensive at all. It's just a throwaway. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love the most about it.
My number 2 pick is also Phil's number 2 pick, so it is indeed Bloody Mary, season 9, episode 14, and I mean, look, a statue of the Virgin Mary starts bleeding out of its ass. What else do you need to know? Well, for what else you need to know, I throw it over to Phil Svitek.
Well, there's a whole other second half.
Yeah.
It's just that clearly...
But that's enough, by the way, right there. That's why I picked it, and then I was like, oh yeah, there's all this other stuff.
Well, Randy drives drunk and loses his driver's license, and he is therefore ordered to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. There he is convinced that alcoholism is a disease. And so he takes full advantage of this. He's like, "I have a disease. Stan, can you hand me more beer? Dad, I really don't think you should be drinking. Son, you don't understand. It's a disease. I need more alcohol." And it's true that alcoholism is a disease, but it's the only... As Mitch Hedberg puts it, it's the only disease you can get you can get yelled at for having. It's like, you're not going to be like, "Dude, you got AIDS. What the fuck?"
Yeah.
You know, it's like, "Dude, you're an alcohol. Stop drinking."
Yeah, people get pissed about it, for sure.
So, that's, I mean, what else do I need to say other than that?
The disease I like is is gambling, as Norm MacDonald has pointed out. It's the only disease where you can win a bunch of money. So that's my kind of disease. Mm.
Interesting.
And that is my honorable mention.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Look at that. Wow, we all have the pick right in the order. Look how much time was at work.
Wow.
That's teamwork. Good. That's more organized.
That's synchronicity. You'd think
we planned ahead. For me, my honorable mention is Cripple Fight, mostly because it's called Cripple Fight. But the fact is that there is also a cripple fight in the episode. And at this point, this is episode 2 of season 5. We already love Timmy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Timmy shows up in the opening. I think it was starting with this season. I don't think it was season 4. You know, with the Timmy. And people were falling in love with Timmy. So the idea that all of a sudden Jimmy would show up and sort of competing for our, you know, developmentally disabled, our handicapable character in South Park, and that Timmy, who was just so, you know, so loving and caring, he's like, he basically hates Jimmy and Jimmy hates Timmy. I think they got over it, but the fact that they have the two disabled kids fight, It's so wrong, and that's why South Park is so right.
Mm. Well, one of the great things, too, is they were making fun of the Boy Scouts for not including gay people, so that was a big part of it.
So Big Gay Al is their scoutmaster, and the guys think that Big Gay Al should still be their scoutmaster. And I don't know, I seem to remember scoutmasters that were a lot more hetero than Big Gay Al, so I think he would have been fine. But what do I know?
Anywho, my selection for honorable mention is from season 12, episode 8, The China Problem.
Yes.
This is, there's Cartman tries to avert a suspected Chinese invasion because this is when the Olympics are happening. And remember that opening ceremony where everything was so synchronous that it just shocked him. And, you know, I think that in itself has the potential to offend a billion people. That's enough. However, the reason I like it is because everyone was so offended by Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
As were Matt and Trey, that they instead of being metaphorical about it, the kids just had reoccurring nightmares where George Lucas and Steven Spielberg raped the shit out of Indiana Jones. Because that's what Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull really was a raping of Indiana Jones and everything we love. And that's why I love it. And that's why it offended so many people.
Yeah, it was really good for that time.
So, those are the honorable mentions. But now, without further ado, this ain't no twos, threes, and honorable mentions. This is the big kahunas. This is the number one picks. This is the thing that will offend anybody and everybody.
Well, so. Okay. And mine's not even... Okay, mine is trapped in the closet. This is, I think, all of our top... It's in our top tier episodes. Yes. And it is so controversial for a lot of reasons. I mean, with just offending Scientology, Tom Cruise, John Travolta, R. Kelly. But that's not why I find the controversy so crazy. It has to do with Isaac Hayes playing Chef and Matt and Trey in the aftermath of this episode. Because I feel like this is not talked enough about, but it is perhaps... the biggest, like, mic drop. There's nothing R.I.P. Isaac Hayes, don't want to talk to
in real life.
Trash.
Yeah, he's actually
in real
dead
life.
Now. Yeah.
But in terms of this show, what happened was in 2000, this episode came out in 2005. And in 2006, Hayes wanted to be released, and he cited that they...
It's worth mentioning that he was a Scientologist.
Yeah,
That's why he was upset.
Is why he was so upset, is he's a Scientologist. And then now in 2006, this is where the problem came up, is that he said that South Park takes it too far and they're bigots. And Matt and Trey responded saying he never had a problem with any other religion, and yada yada, and so it kind of went back and forth. But the mic drop of this all was the episode that came after it, which was the next time we ever saw Chef again, which was in Return of the Chef.
Yes.
And I have to summarize this, guys, for you, because I feel like we don't understand that this is like, if you were in an argument with someone and they made a show about this about you, that Chef is getting blamed, but Kyle states that be mad at the Fruity Little Club for scrambling his brains, which is basically in reference to Scientology, and which they call it the Super Adventure Club. And it's depicted as a group of child molesters who travel the world to have sex with prepubescent children from exotic places. In the end, Chef is unable to break free from his brainwashing and dies an extremely gruesome death, falling off a cliff, being mutilated by wild animals, and shot several times. At the end of the episode, he is shown as being resurrected as a cyborg. I mean, it doesn't get any more controversial than that. So that's my pick.
It really had a huge impact on the show, because when you watch episodes with Chef, you're reminded, oh, it was so much fun to have him and his songs and his advice. Hello, children. I love Chef.
Yeah.
And as great as Trapped in the Closet is, it's sad that it meant no more Chef. For me, My number one, it's actually kind of a combination of five episodes, and it all goes back to the same issue as Super Best Friends. So Cartoon Wars parts 1, 2, and 3.
There's only two.
Okay, so there's only four episodes. And then 200 and 201, which are from season 14. They all deal with the Prophet Muhammad. And the way that these episodes aired on Comedy Central, all the references were taken. I like sort of the workaround with having, you know, the bear suit, but then they bleep, like, who's actually in the bear suit. And just creating that much controversy is probably the bigger pick, really, is 200 and 201. Because after all this happens in season 10, a few years later, they go back into it, and then they have another storyline with the Prophet Muhammad. Basically, not entirely backing away from it. And Comedy Central, you know, look, I'm not going to say that I wouldn't act the same way, but it's the kind of controversy, like a lot of the stuff made people upset. This is the kind of controversy where you're worried about, you know, bomb threats and actual, like, murders and things. And, you know, I mean, there was the, a few years ago, there was the terrible sort of, there was a terrible attack on a French paper called Charlie Hebdo because they had cartoons about Muhammad. And there's a number of instances like this. So the fact that Trey and Matt went back to the Muhammad well, that's incredibly controversial. On one hand, it's ballsy. On the other hand, it's like, you know, you're jeopardizing a lot of people, not just yourselves. And I guess that's why Comedy Central do. But if you look around, you're able to kind of see these episodes the way they were supposed to be. I don't know if I should even be saying the word Muhammad, because I don't know if I'll end up on some list. But I would never draw him. So
you can't use Muhammad within seven words after the use of the word. Right. Okay. Great. Draw.
Yes. I think
you have to separate Muhammad with the word that I'm about to say right now, which is draw.
Exactly.
Very good.
All right. Speaking of which, my number one pick is, with apologies to Jesse Jackson, which Stephanie's.
I was right.
Yes, it's. I would love to have an actual statistic from God Himself, not like some made up statistic taken by people, of how many people in general, when Randy was on Wheel of Fortune, that they actually thought the answer was going to come up, not Naggers.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought it was Naggers the whole time when I was watching. No, of course. And when we talked about this episode in the past, my favorite moment is when he is the black guy behind the camera who just, like, you just see him lean out and look right at me. That is the, this episode is so funny. That instant is probably the thing that makes me laugh the hardest.
Well, for me, it gets better, if you will, when they're driving home after that moment and he's trying to rationalize it to Stan. Well, Daddy was trying to win money on national TV. So it's okay if you're trying to win money.
Right, that's right.
Listen, I would never say it unless it was for money. So I will never say it either unless it's for money.
Oh my goodness.
Or my, aka my rap career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
No, but I love this episode. Yeah. Especially, I mean, I love the whole point about if there was a word that bad for white people, they would have made it illegal. It's just like, so it just shows you how everyone thinks that they're being offensive, but they're actually proving the point that you think is offensive.
Yeah. All right, so they have the most offensive episodes ever. We have picked them. Of course, you are welcome to disagree with us and pick your most offensive, most controversial episode. Just let us just hit that keyboard, type it in, and let us know. In the meantime, where can people follow you?
You can follow me at ChristianDMZ on Twitter and Instagram. And Steph, where can they find you?
At Steph Sabra on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can follow me at Phil Svitek. Thank you guys as always. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.